Okay, today's daf is daf chaf, gemar chesima tova to all, and we are up to Tana Rabbanan, about 8 lines up on Yutas Mabes. Tana Rabbanan. So we continue our discussion. Again, the second parak in Maseches Ksubis is one of these sugyas and chas about all different types of shtaras, documents, and edus on shtaras. So we continue that discussion today, starting with Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, about 8 lines up. Shnayim chasumin al hashtar b'mesu. So as we said yesterday and the day before, there's a concept of kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris, if you have a document, so you need to verify it somehow. So let's say you have two people signed on a document and they died. The two edim that signed on the document died. Why dafka do they have to, in this case of died? There's no chash that they're coming in at any time soon. So says the Gemara, uba'u shnayim min hashuk, and two people come from the shuk, v'yamru, yadanu shuk sav yadamu. We know that this is their signatures. But aval anusim hayu, ketanim hayu, psul edus hayu. But there was something wrong with their signatures at the time. We know that they were anusim or ketanim or they were pasul. Again, unlike the Mishnah that we had, where they themselves said it. This is our signatures, but we were, dot, dot, dot. Here is different. Here it's about other people. That two people come and say, these signatures are of so-and-so, but they were anusim ketanim and psul edus. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, hare ilu ne'amanim. They are believed. They are believed because of the same principle as in the Mishnah, hapesha asur, hapesha hiter. They were mekayim, the signatures, and therefore they're undermining it now, so therefore they are believed. Why aren't we worried that, you know, maybe two other people in the future might come and say wrong? You know, two people come and say they were ketanim. Maybe two other people are going to come and say they weren't ketanim, they weren't psulim. Right, the Edom themselves aren't coming back. They're not coming in. So why do we believe these two? So says the Rashba, we don't assume there's going to be more coming, because what's the most that's going to happen if two other people come and say, no, they're good signatures? The most it's going to be is a contradiction. So it's still going to be a suffix. So what are we waiting for? We're never going to overrule these witnesses. The most we'll do is a suffix. And therefore, we're not going to collect anyway. So if these are the saying the shtar is not collectible, so we're going to listen to them. Because even, again, if the Edom come, b'sveikel makayim lei shtar, it says the Rashba, that's why we're not worried about future Edom. But, continues the Gemara, v'im yish Edom sheksav yadam hu zeh, but if there are other sources that this is Mekuyam, if there are other Edom that this is their signatures, Osho Yiksav Yadam Yosvi Bakam Acher, or, as we said, one of the five ways the Rabbi mentions that a shtar can be Mekuyam is if you have another document with these same signatures and you compare, and that other document has been verified, has been Mekuyam. You're only allowed to be Mekayim a shtar from a Mekuyam shtar already. That's what the Braisa adds now, which we'll talk about later. Mishtar shekara alav irer v'huchzak mebezdin, or this document was mekuyam based on another shtar that had complaints about it, and that other shtar was huchzak mebezdin as a true shtar. Ein elu ne'amanim. So then they're not believed. As we said, there's no pesha asar. If there's another source for the kiyum of this shtar, so then the edim coming and saying that, hey, these edim were psulim or ketanim, they're not going to be believed. Because then there is no pesha asar in this case. Period. Okay, so that's what the Braisa says. If the edim come and say, these are their signatures, but they were problematic, so then they're believed. If we know from elsewhere that these were their signatures, and all these edim are coming and saying that they were problematic, they are not believed. Ask Tosos, Dibur Maskel V'im, why aren't they believed when they say psuli edus hayu? If two edim come to court and say, so-and-so did something in Avera, so-and-so or apostles, they're believed. So why wouldn't they be believed to say, psul edus hayinu? Lo sha'omrim sha'adayim psulim. It says Tosvos, because they're not saying that they're apostle now. You have to say that what these edim are saying is that they were apostle in the past, but now they're okay. Now they're okay, now they're kosher. If they say they're apostle now, they should be believed. But if they say, it must be that they were saying that they were apostle to imkein amayin emanim, upsid edus have oz, v'yatam modim shem k'sherim. That's what Tosfos says. That's the case here why they wouldn't be believed, because they're not saying they're apostle now. When they would be believed, they're saying they were apostle before. So then ask Tosfos, v'yip tomar, so why don't they have a migu? They could say, migu, they could have said they're apostle now, and they would have been believed. So they should be believed that they were apostle then. So Tosfos has a very important principle about migu. The last line, v'yomeri, tibishnei edim lo shayach migu. What's the whole svar of Amigo? Hey, if he was lying, he could have said another, a better taina. He did say a better taina, he must be telling the truth. Says Tosfos, you can't say Migu by two people. Because what, they both might have had this great svara? We can't say that they put two people might have thought of something together. So therefore, it says Tosfos, Migu is only by one person. Migu cannot be said by two people. That's Tosfos Shita, Bishnei Edim, Lo Shayach Migu. Because you don't know, each one doesn't know what's in the heart of the other one. So that's why Tosfos says there is no Migu. And we're back to the case. What does Tosfos say though? Tosfos says the case here is that the two Edim say that they were puzzled. If they say they are puzzled, that they're believed no matter what. But because they're saying they were puzzled, but not now, that's why their tain is going to be overruled. That is Shitas Tosfos. Yeah. Chazaka that there's somebody, yeah, so I guess is this overriding that? Pesha Asar overrides it, but we say in the Sefer, exactly the point. We said yesterday, Pesha Asar might override that Chazaka, a person doesn't have Psulim sign the Shtar, but here, you know, it's a... It's still, Pesha Asar is always used as, if we can only act based on what you're saying anyway, and you tell us not to act, so then that's called a Pesha Asar. Same thing. Okay, the Rush though argues on this. The Rush quotes Tosfos and argues. He says, "No, v'li nira, seven yud gimel, dafilu mami psuli ei the same. Even if they say right now they're puzzled, we're still not going to believe them. Why? Because every shtar, we mentioned this episode before, a shtar talks. When a shtar, you have a shtar in front of you, and you get it to be mekuyam, that shtar talks. It's as if that shtar says, I'm not paid up, I'm kosher, I'm a good..." The shtar talks, it says everything, I have drusha v'chakira, a shtar talks. So even if the Edom say they're puzzled now, it's as if the two Edom that are signed in there are saying, we're ksherim. So we're still not going to believe them because there's no pesh aser. Anan sadi to kol shtar shenechta v'nechta b'losh b'sul, nechta. Maybe it's connected to what Yisrael just said. That is, there's a chazaka, people don't use puzzle witnesses when they sign. So either way, machlokas, tosas, and the rush, what exactly is the case here? Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So again, what was the case? The case was, if two people come and say, these are signatures, but they're puzzled, they're believed. But if we know that these are the signatures from somewhere else, so then all these Edom are coming to say, is that these signatures are psulim, so then they're not believed. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. They're not believed, the second case. And therefore what? They're not believed, and therefore we're going to collect with this star? We're going to assume it's a kosher star and it's collectible? Ask the Gemara, Umagvina Bekish Vishtar Ma'alya? We're going to treat it like a good star Vyamai. Treyu Treyinu. Shouldn't that at least be a contradiction? Treyu Trey, two against two? What did we just say in the Seifa? We're not going to believe them. What do you mean we're not going to believe them? So you're telling me the star is kosher. It's as if two Edom are saying the star is kosher. But you have these two other Edom that say the star is not kosher. So why don't you at least have it as a stalemate? It should at least be Treyu Trey. How can we say they're not believed? When we say they're not believed, does that really mean that we're going to collect this star? So we're going to have two answers in the Gemara. The first answer is going to be yes. The second answer is going to be no, we didn't mean that. But the first answer is going to be yes, we're going to collect this star. Why should we collect the star? Why shouldn't it at least be Trey Utrey? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Zos Omeres, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi. You know what this means? This teaches me that Hachasha, when there is a contradiction, we're going to go with the Ritva's pshat of this line first. Hachasha and Hazama are connected. It says Tchilas Hazama, but the Ritva says that doesn't mean, what do you mean, the beginning of Hazama? It's two different cases. Hachasha is contradiction. Hazama, we know, is a different kind of contradiction. It's where the second set of Edom say, we don't know anything about the testimony, but we know that you couldn't know that because you are with us in some other place. Right? Imanu Ayisem. So says Rav Sheshes, Hachasha and Hazama are connected. And therefore, Ukeshem Shein Mezimin Asa Edom Ela Befnehem, just like there is a halacha, that when Edom come to be Mazim earlier Edom, they can only do that if the first Edom are standing there. Imanu Hayisem, right? You are with us. That's the halacha. Why? Because an Onesh is going to be procured here. If you're going to get an Onesh, so then you can't be mad at somebody if they're not there. So just like Hazama requires the first Edom to be there, Kach Ein Machish Nasa Edom El Bifneim. So too, you can't be Machish Edom if they're not there, even though Hachasha does not bring an Onesh, it just creates a stalemate. There's a connection between Hachasha and Hazama. Just like Hazama must be Bifneim, so too Hachasha, and here, the Edom aren't there. The first Edom are dead. First Edom are not there. So therefore, the second Edom are thrown out. You can't be machish people who are not there. And that is why, says Rav Sheshes, we trust the first Edom that are in the shtar, that say the shtar is kosher. That is Rav Sheshes' pshat. The Ritva, that I alluded to before, says, don't take this line so seriously. Hachasha tchilas hazama, what does that mean? All it means, says the Ritva, is that they're similar. Lav dafka tchilas hazama. De'ein hazama ba'achar hachasha. Because after Edom are muchashim, contradicted, you can't have hazama. That's a machlokas in Baba Kama. V'lo dami adadi klau. They're not similar. Hachasha and hazama are different. How are they different? Doesn't really explain it. So the Berech HaShmuel explains it. The difference is, hachasha is not attacking the Eidos. Is only attacking the Eidos. Hachasha is, right, the first Eidos say this happened, Hachasha says it didn't happen. That's Hachasha. Hazama does not attack the Eidos, it attacks the Eidim. So there's a big difference between the two. So says the Ritva, but this Gemara, this first line of the Gemara of Hachasha Tachilas Hazama is saying that even though it's attacking the Eidim, ultimately it's attacking the Eidos, because Lamaisa, the Eidos is thrown out. So that's what the Gemara means by Hachasha Tachilas Hazama. We're going to reject this in a minute, and the rejection is going to be based on, it's different, Eidus versus Eidim. But that is the Ritva's pshat in this line of the Gemara. Don't take it literally that Hachasha Tchilas Hazama, it really just means a parallel. The Rebbe Kiva Eger, I'll take your question, he says, no, take it literally. Maybe this Gemara is taking a stand on that Machlokas in Baba Kama, the can you have Hazama after Hachasha? So he feels it's literal, but he just doesn't understand then why this is brought as a proof, and why is it that the Gemara calls it here Hazama, you can't have Hazama here, the Eidim are dead. You know, what kind of Hazama are you? So he takes it literally, and therefore he has the Kasha. He does not quote the Ritva. The Ritva just says it's a Dimyon, which is a little difficult to put into the words. Hachar, why don't they just say Hadadi or some other type of word?
But if Hazama is a Kiddush, how do we know, how do we learn things out of it?
So the Gemara says, correct, the Rava says Hazama is Chiddushu, in lo b'chol l'chiddusho. So how could you compare? So maybe that's going to be the rejection. We're not going to pask him this way. That's going to be the rejection. Okay, so this is the first day in the Gemara where Rav Shesha says that, yes, in a chinami, if you have a document and then two Edom come and say the document is puzzle, the Edom were puzzle when they signed it, we don't believe them at all, and we collect based on this first document because there is not even a case of Hachasha. Hachasha requires the first set to be there. They're not here, so we throw the set out. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. I'm like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, how could that be? Ilu havi kamon. Let's say the first Edom weren't dead. Let's say they're here. They walk in. Umachishin lehu. And they come and argue and they say, you know what? This shtar is true. What would the halacha be then? What would we say then? If the two of them are standing here and they say, no, it's a kosher shtar. And the other two of them say, it's a puzzle shtar. We would say at that point, stalemate. You can't collect with a shtar. Havi achasha. We say it's achasha. So even if they were here, we would throw out the shtar. So hashtag the lesson lehu. Now that they're not here, and there's even a chance that if they were here, they would agree to the second set of witnesses. Right? There's that 1% possibility. Say, even if they were here, it's better that they're not here. If they were here and argued, we wouldn't listen to them. So now, if they're not here, so we're going to say it's better and you can collect from the shtar? That doesn't make sense, says Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, we misunderstood what the Gemara meant before. When the Gemara said before that if you have a shtar that is mekuyam based on other sources, and these Edom come and say they're puzzle, the Gemara says they're not believed, that doesn't mean they're not believed, and therefore we throw them out. And the first shtar and the original shtar is collected. No, they're not believed in order to totally rip up the shtar. What do? We say status quo. Ela Amar Rav Nachman, Uki Trey Lahadi Trey, Vuki Mamone Becheskas Mari. We say it's what's called trey utrey, stalemate, and therefore cheskas mamon. Wherever the money is, it stays. The lova doesn't have to pay back. Cheskas mamon, he keeps it. But Rashi adds, let's say tfisa is done. What's tfisa? Somebody, the malvik goes and grabs it from the lova in the stealth of the night. The malvik gets to keep it, because now he is the cheskas mamon. That's Rashi. The toughest midi vahadar asi hai v'tava minei, lo mafkina minei. Tfisa works. That's Cheskas Mamun. Ask Michael in his eyes, I see it, Tosas Kasha, Tfisa helps after there's already a Suffolk? There's a stalemate. Tfisa only works before you have this Suffolk. Tosas Kasha, Vakasha, third line. Darapar Rakamad Bamitsiya, quotes Rashi, it says, the first Rabbi Bamitsiya says, Gabi Suffolk Bechar Tukfo Kohen, that famous Sugya. Shach wrote a whole Sefer called Tukfo Kohen on that Sugya, right? About the have a Suffolk Bechar, the Kohen wants to get it. Motsiya Samiyata, what do you mean? Is Tfisa If somebody grabs it, you take it out from him. Alma tfisa delachar sveka lachlumu. You can't grab it after there's already a suffix abezin. That's geneva. That's not tfisa. So this has two answers. The Yesh Lomar about the 10th skinny line. Answer number one is, no, tfisa only doesn't work if the toveya is a suffix. The case of the Kohen is not sure if it's a bechor or not. See, he can't grab it if he's not sure. But if somebody's a bari, he could grab it even after the suffix. Here he's a bari. Here the guy knows whether he's owed the money or not. Right, this is an example, part of a larger issue of when you're allowed to take the law into your own hands if you know you're right. Right, so here you're not physically hurting somebody, it's just money that you know you're owed. So this is an example. A case of a real suffix says, Tosas, if you have a tainus bari, then you're allowed to be tofes. And the second answer is that maybe here he was tofes before the suffix happened. Before the suffix. Okay, two answers Tosas has, how the tefisa works. Yeah?
Why don't we say that in the case of where a person with an edom and not around them, why don't we say that in that case, the case where they're going to come now, it's stronger, it's not as strong, because in the bezin could be mebarer if the edom are alive. The original, if they're not alive, Bezin can't be Mavara anymore.
So you're saying like Rav Sheshes, it is better if they're dead.
Right.
Maybe if they're better. But I'm saying, what's the best thing that could happen if they were alive? They would come here and say, we're kosher. Is that what the star says?
And if there's a stalemate, why don't we say that the original Edom have a chazaka that they're kosher? Both Edom are kosher.
Okay, that's a good question. Why, if there's a stalemate, why isn't there, they have a cheskas kashrus? So there are different chazakas here. Cheskas mammon is a very strong chazaka also. Why should cheskas kashrus is not going against the cheskas mammon. Cheskas mammon means, you still have the money, right? You don't have to pay. But once you get the money, you could keep it. Cheskas mammon is one of the strongest chazakas. So that's what we do here. It's basically shev al tasa. We're not sure what to do. So, better do nothing. So that's what Rav Nachman says, arguing with Rav Sheshes. When the Gemara said before, the second that are not believed, that does not mean that we rip up, we collect on the star. That just means, status quo, mosim echaver al avaraya. Right, how could they say he's a bari? So, I guess he personally is, right, but the other Edom, but there are two Edom on both sides. So obviously one of them is lying. Right, there are two Edom on both sides. If two Edom are against you and you're screaming, right, if two Edom say that you're Chayav Karban, you're Mechal Shabbos, and you scream and say, I wasn't Mechal Shabbos, right, so are you a Bari? You don't have to be a Karban, you're a Bari. So we might say you're Pater because you could say Mezer Ayisi. That's the only, and therefore you're not Chayav Karban. But otherwise, if two Edom say you did something, right, two Edom say you didn't have to bring a Karban, of course you have to bring a Karban. Right, but here you have two on each side, so that might make it different. Okay, so says the Gemara, Cheskas Mammon. Just like, and the Gemara feels the need to quote an example where there's a suffix, and therefore we let the Cheskas Mammon, the status quo, stay. What's the example? Midi Dahavi Anichsi de Barshatya. Just like the property of Barshatya. We had this earlier, right? See, Yivam Islam et Alf. The Barshatya is of Anichsi. Barshatya once sold property. Asu Beitrei. Amri, two people come and said, Kshu showed the Zavid. You know what? He sold it when he was bishtus, when he was mentally, unstable. So therefore, the sale shouldn't be a good sale. Vasu beit shreva Amri, Kshu chalim Zavid. Two other people came and said, no, he sold it when he was fine. He goes in and out. But he sold it when he was fine. So what's the halacha? Amar Ravashi, Uki trela hadi trev, Uki mamona becheskas bashatya. So we say, let it stay in the place where it is, in the chazaka of Barshatya, right? And that's the example that Gemara quotes. Let it say in the chazakas of Barshatya. Tosas here quotes, this is only because we're talking about karka. We're talking about karka, so the karka goes back to Barshatya. Why? Because we are unsure whether there was a sale or not. We know for sure it was Barshatya's, and we're not sure if there was a sale or not. So therefore, says Tosvos in the first wide line, by karka we say it goes to the cheskas marakama. But if it was metaltalin, let's say it was movable items, so then where's the cheskas mamon? Whoever has it now, the buyer. The buyer has it, so the buyer will be able to keep it. That sheet does Tosvos. By metaltalin, we would say the buyer gets to keep it. The Ritva says no. The Ritva says even if it was metaltalin, it would go back. You're not sure if the guy should have it now. You're not sure. So says the Ritva, even by metaltalin, you bring it back to Barshatya. Either way, this is an example of Cheskas Mammon. The Gemara just adds on a detail. V'lo Amran, when do we say, let's go with Tosfos, when do we say that it goes back to Barshatya because he's the Cheskas Marakama, he's the original owner? That's only if we know for sure that he was the original owner. Ela de chazaka daf hase. Bar Shatya, we know, is somebody who is mentally unstable. So if we know his father had it, his father was stable, so it went to Ibn Yerusha, that we know for sure. Avales lechazaka daf hate, but if all we know that it was Bar Shatya's, so how do we know that even when he originally got it, he was okay? Maybe, just like there's a suffix that he sold it when he was a shoteh, maybe when he got it, he was also a shoteh. So there's no chazaka. Amrina, kshu shoteh zavan, ukshu shoteh zavin. So therefore, the only time when this is a case where there's a cheskas marakama is if we know for sure that his father had it, and then it went to him biyerusha, period. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avahu. Rabbi Avahu says, this is what he eat today, and drink. Says Rabbi Avahu, we are not, the klal we quoted before, Hazama is only done if the original Edim, the Edim Zomamin, potential Edim Zomamin are there, because we're about to punish them. You can't punish somebody. Maybe it's an outgrowth of Ch'ein Chavin La'adam El Bafanav. Something against a person, you have to do it when he's there. You bring him an Onesh. Umachishin is Edim Shalom Bafanav. But we paskin, unlike we said before, that Hachasha can be done even if they're not there. Vahazama shalom b'fneim, or Rabbi Avahu adds, and by the way, in the case of Hazama, nihida Hazama lohave, hachasha miyahave. Even though if the Edom are not there, it can't be Hazama, meaning we can't be ma'anish, punish the first Edom, but we still can throw the Edus out of court, because it still has the power of hachasha, because once you attack, using the Berachah Shmuel's Lashonas before, once the Edim are thrown out, even though you can't punish them, the Edus falls away memela. Amar mar, period. Getting back to what we said before. The second half of what we quoted before, remember on the back of Amun Beis previously, had said, if we know this shtar is Mekuyim from elsewhere, so then that's called the Kiyim Shtaros. So what do you mean from elsewhere? So one of the possibilities was, if we have another shtar that has already been verified, and we compare it. But the language was, Am Yesh Edim Sheksav Yadam Uzeh. If there are witnesses that this is the Ksav Yad, or Shohay Ksav Yadam Yosef Makam Acher, we have another document, Mishtar Shekara Alav Irer, the Hochzak Bebezdin, Einem Anim. Right? If we have another star that was Mekuyim in Bezdin, that had a complaint about it in Bezdin, and therefore it was verified, so then these new Edom are not going to be believed, because we're not relying on them for Kiyim Shtaris. So the Gemara says, Kara Alav Irer in, Lo Kara Alav Irer Lo. Smashba, only if there was a Kiyim in another Bezdin. But if you have a document that has not been Mekuyim, then you can't use that as proof, because that also has the same problem. You can only use a document that has been Mekuyim, and not a document that has not been Mekuyim. And that's what it says, Besayla the Rabbi Yasi, this proves of Rabbi Yasi, Dom Rabbi Yasi, in Mekayman es Ashtar, Ela Mishtar Shekara Olav Irer, V'huchzak Bebezdin. Only from a star that was already Mekuyim in Bezdin. But if you look at the language, what does the language say? It doesn't just say, only from a star that was Mekuyim in Bezdin. What does the language say? Only from a shtar that had complaints about it, and therefore it was Mekuyim in Bezdin. So did it have to have that? So the Rush says no. The Rush just says it means it was Mekuyim in Bezdin. I mean, why else would it have been Mekuyim already if nobody complained about it and said, oh, this is a possible shtar? So the Gemara is lav dafka. Even if there was never a complaint about this shtar, somebody could bring their document to court and say, you know what, can we verify this? Here are the witnesses. That's what the Rush holds. It's lav dafka. But the Tur quotes the Ramah, who argues on his father. He quotes the Rush, I don't know if he's a real Rush style, and then he quotes the Ramah, he says, no. When Bezdin has a complaint about something, they're much more careful and they search, they figure it out. If somebody comes, you know, only when there's a problem, that's where you really search for it. The Ramah is quoted in Semen Membav, Dafka Shekarol of Ira. Look at the language of the Gemara, it repeats it three times. If a star had ear error, if it had a complaint about it, and then it was Hochsak, the Oz Diktiku Bikiyumo, Velo Kimu, Elam came Nizbaro Lahem Chasimas Edov. But if it was low ear or low, they just verified it, gave it a stamp, even though they don't have any problems, and then they're not going to, then it doesn't work. And he quotes the Rush argues, Slav Dafkos, Machlokas, the Ramah, and the Rush. But either way, that's the rule is that the other star has to be Mekuyam already, in order to use it to be Mekayim, this other star. Amri Nahardoi, Nahardoi says, no, a different way to be Mekayim. A Mekayim is a star, Elo Mishtek Subos, O Mishtek Sados. Nardoi has a chumra and a kula. They don't have to be Mekuyim Shtaros. But they, you have to use two. You have to have two other documents with signatures of these witnesses, and not just two other documents. V'husha achlam ba'alem gimel shanim ubishofi. Two other documents which have been used by their owners without complaints. Meaning you have two documents of sale of lands, and the owners used these documents and lived on the land 3 years already. And the other original owners didn't complain about it. So that's Kim Shtaris is done by two documents that have already been used and effective in the monetary world. So that's what Kim Shtaris is. Amr of Simon Bar Ashi, another limitation. Ubiyoti b'dachas yad acher. The only time you could use a shtar in order to be mekayim this shtar is if you don't come in with both documents. If you come in with both, then we're choshe that, you know, you wrote them both. Avol miyad atzmolo. If you came in, somebody else has to bring the other shtar. But if you have both of them, we don't trust you. Why? My shtar tachas yad atzmo delo. Why do we not allow you to bring in both? Dilma ziufim mizayif. Maybe you forged the other one, right? You saw the signatures of these eidim, and you just wrote the other ones on the other star. So the Gemara says, "V'tachas idei achanami dilma azil v'chaza asav v'ziyuf." Maybe you're at your friend's house, and you were perusing, looking over his shoulder. Oh, what do you got there? And you saw signatures, and you're like, oh, and you caught your eye, you memorized what those signatures look like, and you went back and wrote them. So why, dafka, do we only not believe you when you come in with both? Maybe if the other guy also comes in. So Gemara says, "Kulei ha'ilo matzim mechave." No, if you don't have the other star in front of you, being able to focus and copy the letters, you're not going to be able to write such a great forgery. The other guy has it. The other guy has it. How about you going to be able to look at his documents? Therefore, we're not choshesh. We don't have to go that far in terms of worry. Period. Tana Rabbanan. Getting back to a concept we brought up a few days ago. Kosev Adam, right? Remember, there was a problem called mipiyem v'lo mipiksavam. And that meant there's a problem of giving edus b'shtar, edus b'ksav. You can't write your edus down. You have to give your edus bal peh. And we discussed then, how does a shtar work? Is it the Rabbanan? Is it the Rambam? Is it something else? We'll get back to a little bit today. But the Gemara here says, let's say a person witnesses something and he says, you know what? I'm not sure if I'm going to remember all this. Let me write it down. So that in 10 years from now, if I'm called to testify, I'll remember it. I'll have it written down, so I'll remember it. Is a person allowed to do that? So the Raisa says, yes. Yes, a person could write his edus down on shtar, umeyid aleha afil la'achar kamashanim. And he could use that even after many years. So what exactly is going on here? Amar Rav Huna v'husha zochar me'atzmo. Go through Rashi's pshat. No, this is only if he remembers at least generally what happened, and he just uses the shtar later to remember some details. If he doesn't remember anything, he can't use this. That's the problem of mipiyem v'lo mipiksavam. No, you got to remember it. You basically remember it. Okay, the details. Oh, yeah. You have to, it jars your memory. So then that's okay. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Afal pi she'ein zocher me'atzmo. Even if you don't remember it at all before you look at the star, and then you look at the star and then you remember it, that's also okay. The first day it says you remember some general point, and then you look at the star for the details. Rav Yochanan says, no, even if you don't remember anything, and then you look at the star, and then that jars your memory, so then that's also okay. But obviously, says Rashi, if even after you look at the star, you still don't remember, and all you see in front of you is your, oh yeah, really? That's I don't remember that. That's not good enough. Rashi says, "Eino nisko lagamre lo." That's the problem of mipiyem v'lo mipiksavam. Okay, there are other ways to read the Gemara, but we'll just go with Rashi, right? The Ramban says, even if you don't remember at all, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is including, fine. Omar, Rabba. Oh, even before that. What happens if a person says in court, I don't remember, or, you know, I don't know. And then a few days later, he comes and he remembers. Is that Kibin Shehigid? Do we say a person can forget and then remember? He really forgot, then he remembered. Sometimes that happens to us, right? Sometimes we don't remember things, and then we remember things. So says the Hagos Ashri in Shavuos, that is a problem of Kibin Shehigid Shuvan and Chozer Umagid. Once you say, I don't remember, that's a Haggadah, and you can't retract. Kiva Chehigit, like we had 2 days ago. And the Mordechai and the Ran there argues. No! When you say, I don't know, that's a lack of Agada. You didn't do anything. Well, that's a positive Agada. If you say, Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven paid Shimon, okay, that's a Haggadah. You can't retract. But if you say, I don't know, I don't remember, that's not a Haggadah. You could come back and say, so we say, you forgot. You have to make sure that you remember it properly. But that's the Machlokas we've shown him, whether that is called a Haggadah. And the Mordechai is Machalik, between I don't know or I don't remember. If you say, I don't remember, then we'll allow you to come back. Because you didn't specifically say, you say, I don't remember. Could be, I don't remember. If you say, Eini Yodeya, that's a Haggadah. Eini Yodeya, that would be a problem of Kivin Shehigit. Three Shitas, and then we showed him there where this comes up in Maseches Shavuos. Okay. Amar Rabba, Shma Mina Midi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba says, you know what we see from Rabbi Yochanan, who says, this last case, that even if you don't remember by yourself, that Hani betray the Yadi Sadu. So let's say two witnesses, no edus. Uminshi chad minayu. One of them forgot. Midkar chavachavre. No, the other guy must be able to remind him. Because after Rabbi Yochanan says the shtar can remind you, so the other guy can remind you too. The other guy can remind you too. That's what we see from Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Before we do to the next line, very important Tosfos. The bottom line Tosfos. It's an iceberg Tosfos. It goes over the page. V'im Tomar, right? Tosfos says at the bottom line, V'hacha afilu ein lo zochra klal mamakach. Even if you don't remember anything, what's the big deal? Yavi shtaro bebezdin. Why doesn't it function as a shtar? Why doesn't he bring his little notes that he wrote down and use it as a shtar? Use it as a shtar. Why can't he bring it to court?
His notes signed.
Oh, so let's say he signed them. It's his. This is me. I witness such and such. So why can't he use it as a shtar at least? Why can't there be a backup, even if he doesn't remember anything? Three answers in Tosfos. Tosfos first says, top line, there's no shtar with one aid. What was just suggested? Principle number one. You can't have a shtar with one aid. Only two aidim. Answer number two.
So
you'd have to be mekayim this. Fine. You'll have to do kiyum shtaris. But at least on the daraisa level, it should be a shtar. So maybe that's the third answer, kind of. The second answer, Tosfos says, about the 20th line. First words on the line are v'yesh lomar. V'yesh lomar, this is the most fundamental answer. To lo chashiv shtar ela kisha asli midas shnehem. Midas halovesh uchayiv az chashiv shtar. Aval hacha shakose veduso shalom midas halove lo chashiv shtara. Part of the ingredients of a shtar is the das of the one who's committing. What's called das ha-mischayiv. If the lova says, I owe $100, and he says that in front of me, when I sign the shtar, that commitment is part of the definition of the shtar. That das ha-mischayiv. The shtar is the concretization of that das. Here you don't have any das ha-mischayiv. He wrote it himself, I witnessed Reuven Len Shimon. That's not a shtar. That's exactly what the Baal Amor said in Yevamos Lamed Aleph. We mentioned that 2 days ago. Mi pik savam below mi pik savo. Why is a shtar different than Eidus Bechsav? Because a shtar has this ingredient. Those are the 2 days. The Baal Amor in Yevamos Lamed Aleph, Tosas Exumas Chafam Abase. Those are the two Rishonim that clearly state this principle that Das HaMeschayiv, the Das of the commitment, is an ingredient for the shtar. And then the third answer Tosas says, the 10th to last skinny line, is that there are a lot of things about a shtar that's not here. It's not written Ketikin Shtaros. V'yod Amari, Delo Be'inan Dashnehem, V'hacha Hayayachal Havi Shtaro, Imayakasav Ketikin Shtaros. But it's not. Do these other deyas not hold of Das HaMeschayiv? It's unclear whether you can say that they're arguing. But either way, that's the third answer of Tosfos. If this would have been written correctly, fine. But it wasn't. Those are three answers of Tosfos. Why this guy can't just bring in his notes to Besdin. Okay, back to Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said, based on Rabbi Yochanan, one aide could remind the other aide, don't you remember what happened? He's like, yeah. And now I remember. So Yibay Luhu, Atzmo Mai. Could the Baal Dabar himself remind the Edom? You remember that you were my witnesses. Do we even allow that? 2 days in the Rishonim, is it that we think that he's lying or just looks bad? Right? Both of those are the chashash. So the Gemara says, Machlokas, Chaviva Amar Afibu Atzmo, Barbara Duravashi Amar Atzmo Lo. Machlokas, Vehilchasa Atzmo Lo. And we paskin, it doesn't work. It's not allowed. Why? Either because, you know, we shoshesh that he's doing such a convincing job. Sometimes you don't remember something, but somebody convinces you, or you see pictures of it, and you're like convinced that you remember it. But you don't really remember it. So here too, maybe Rechoshesh, that they don't really remember it, but the Baal Dabar is going to do such a great job that he's going to convince them to something that they didn't see. The Hilchas Ha'atzmolo, right? Not himself. There is a tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. Yaakov Reicher. Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva about what about relatives of the Baal Dabar? The Gemara only spoke about Baal Dabar. So what about relatives of a Baal Dabar? Would we trust them to convince the Edim? So the Shvus Yaakov writes in Kuf Mem Zayin, he says, wouldn't it have been a bigger chiddush for the Gemara to say even relatives are not believed? So just because of that omission, I would think that relatives are believed. Only choshesh by the Baal Dabar himself. But relatives vadai, kol she'ena Baal Dabar ba'atzmo maskira rachai de'acher. So therefore we say, people don't, ein adam choti v'lo. It must be that relatives would tell the truth. He says, after all, we mentioned this yesterday, the reason that relatives are not believed aren't because we think they're lying. We mentioned the Gemara in Baba Basra. Moshe and Aaron. Moshe and Aaron come, we don't trust them. Sorry, I know you're Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're a brother. Right? So it's obviously not based on ne'emanus, but it's a gzeiras hakasav. So we're going to limit that gzeiras hakasav as much as possible, and here we're not going to trust them. We're going to trust the relatives. But he ends off, wife and kids we don't trust. Wife and kids are like the person himself. Ishto kigufo, right? Ishto kigufo, and also children. He says, just like the Gemara sometimes says, kol ha-mafkid al das ishto ubanavu mafkid, they're like a chelik of the baldover. They're an extension of him. But cousins, brothers, sisters, you know, all of that, parents, you know, that would not be a problem, so says the Shmos Yaakov. Why did the Gemara say that? So the Gemara, I guess he assumed that was included in what the Gemara said by baldover. Continues the Gemara though, v'itzurva me rabbananhu, but if he is a Talmud Chacham, then afilu atzmo, then even he, the baldover himself, could remind the aid. If who's the Talmud Chacham? Who's the Talmud Chacham? So what do you say? Whatever you say is right. Rashi says, ha'ed. If the witness is a Talmud Chacham, then we could say that the witness is, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to be convinced of something that he didn't see. So therefore we can trust him. The Rambam says the other way. If the Baldover is a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to try to convince the aid unless he's really true. Okay, either way. Ki hadar Ravashi, like Ravashi says, havayadalei b'sadu sol Rav Kahana. So you don't know, you still don't know Rashi Rambam, because we're talking about two great rabbis here. Right? Rav Ashi knew ages about Rav Kahana. Amalei midachim ma'ai sadusa. Don't you remember? Amalei lo. Ravashi says, no, I'm sorry, I don't remember. V'alhaki v'haki avi. Don't you remember? This is what happened. Amalei lo yadana. I'm sorry. Lusof Idkar. Then later on, he was sleeping with that, and I said, oh yeah, now I remember. Idkar Rav Ashi, Asilen, he said this testimony in court. Chazle Rav Kahana Dachavi Machasem. Rav Kahana was like, Oyvei, you didn't remember. Now he's all worried that he caused him to remember, and that it's all a fake. Omer Leis, Rav Ashi says, no. Misavis Alechka Samechna, do you think I'm really just relying on what you try to convince me? Anahu did Ramai Anafshoi V'idkari. No, I remember. I remember. It's okay. It was me. You don't have to worry. Period. New topic.
How does this fit in with
Mordechai, who says,
if you don't remember,
so right, so this, he might not have said that in court. I'm not sure, this might have just been a conversation that they had. It doesn't say that he said it in court, I don't know. So therefore, Kivin Shehikin might not have applied. Okay. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah in Maseches Ahalas, Hatelulios, Hakarovos. You have these mounds. There were mounds of dirt that sometimes had... not bodies, whole bodies wouldn't fit into them, but let's say a nafel, a little fetus that came out that was not alive, that could have fit into this little mounds. Or, we'll see later, an Aver Ben Achai, something that's mitame, hatuliz akrovos, if you have these piles that are close, bein la'ir, bein la'derek, whether they're close to the city or the road, which city or road, we'll see later, the city and the road that are close to a cemetery, Echad chadashos ve'echad yeshanos tameos. Whether they are new or old, what is new or old, we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, they are tamei. It's better if they are new. Because if they are new, you could say, hey, it's a new tale, and I don't know anybody who is, I don't remember anybody, you know, burying anybody, anything there. I never heard of the story. If they're old, then it's more of a chash that it's tamei, because then you forgot about it. But even if they're old, it's tamei. Harachokos, and what if they're far from the city and the road? So then there's a chiluk. Chadashos tahoros, yishanos tameos. New ones are tahar, because you would have heard about it otherwise, and old ones are tamei. Ezu krova. What is close to the city or the road? Chamishim Amah, 50 Amas. Ve'ezehi Yeshana, what's old? Shishim Shana, 60 years. The Rabbi Meir, that's the definitions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, finishing the Mishnah. Kerovesh en Krova Hemena, close means there's none that's closer to the city or the road, because nobody would walk past one if they could use the first one. Yeshana she'en adam zofer. Yeshana, old means a person doesn't remember when this tale came into being. Achlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara explains. My ear, my derech. What does it mean that if you see a mound close to a city? What? Any city. Any road. So, ilay me'ir, ir mamish, derech, derech, mamish. What? Anytime you see a mound, you have to worry that it's tame. What do you mean? Mi sveka, mi machazkina, tuma. Mi suffik, you assume something's tame? V'amreish lakish, eila, matzu, v'tiro, eretz yisrael. You assume tara. As the me'iri here says, suffik, tuma, bershas, arabim, is tahar. So, says the Gemara, no. Amreb zera, ir, asmucha, lebeis akvaris. Derech beis akvaris. No, it means a city close to a cemetery and a road that goes to a cemetery. If you see mounds close to those roads and close to those cities, so then you have to be worried. There's a chazaka that there might be tumah inside. So says the Gemara, Bishlama derech beis hakvaris. Fine, if you see a mound on the way, on the road that goes to the cemetery, there it makes sense to be worried. Why? The Zimri de Bistrami ben Hashmashes, maybe one Friday afternoon there's a funeral going out, and they didn't have time to make it all the way to the beis hakvaris, so they buried in this mound. Umekru kavru betel, elair asmucha lebeis hakvaris. But if you find a mound next to a city that has a cemetery, kulu lebeis hakvaris arzli. Once somebody goes out of the city, wouldn't they go to the cemetery? Just because it's next to the city? So why do we have to be worried if it's just next to the city? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, no, you're right. By regular funerals, you wouldn't be worried. Everybody would go to the cemetery. You know what we're worried about here? Mitok sha'anashim kover sham neflehen. Right, women who are embarrassed, who don't want to go all the way to the Beis HaKfaris. Their nafel, their fetuses, they just try to bury here. Umuke shchin zero sayin, of people that have these terrible diseases where their limbs fall off. Right, so those limbs, as we'll see, seems to rise from this Gemara that they're Matame. Also, they used to bury them there. So that's why there's a chazaka next to these cities that have cemeteries. They didn't go all the way to the cemetery. So why only within 50 amos? So ad chamishim amos azli ihi lechuda. A woman would go out of the city 50 amos by herself. Tfei, but more than 50 amos, davar inish bahada, then we assume that she would take somebody with her, ula beis hakvaris azla, and once she's going far, she'd already go to the beis hakvaris. Hilkach tumah be'eretz Yisrael l'machas kidon. And that's why beyond 50 amos, we do not assume that there's chazaka there. Before we continue for a minute, there's a big discussion in the Achronim, we'll just mention it quickly, about the chi of kvura of a nefel. One of the slan, if there's a baby that lives less than 30 days, then generally that's one, a separate issue. But let's say there's a nefel, a baby that's Rahman al Islan stillborn. Is there a chi of kvura there? Is there tumah there? Does this Gemara just prove tamay? That's all this Gemara proves, that's tamay. Does it even prove a chi of kvura? That's a discussion in the Rishonim, whether there's a chi of kvura here. Secondly, what about Avram and Achai? Rahman al Islan, somebody has to get something amputated. Or a piece of the body that's not connected. Avram and Achai, that's metah. Is there a chi of kvura? If some Rechman Aslan, Aver Min HaMeis, there's a Chiyah Kfura, it's part of the Niftar. Rechman Aslan, that's why, what's the organization called? Zaka, right? That's part of what they do. They gather Rechman Aslan all the parts of the Niftarim. But if what about Aver Min Achai? So the Shvus Yaakov, same Shvus Yaakov, also has a shuv about this. He says, it seems from this Gemara, Pashtus, that there is a Chiyah Kfura, right? Because it sounds like they're talking about, unless you say, it just means that they put it there so it wouldn't be Matame. It sounds like there's a Chiyah Kfura from there. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, finishing up. Rav Chisda says, what is this doing here? Amar Rav Chisda, Shema Mina, because it tells us about Eidus. What do you see from Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says, what does old mean 60 years? Hai Sadusa, Shisen Shnin, Midkar, Tvelo Midkar. People forget things after 60 years. Because you see, Yeshana means 60 years. And what does Rabbi Meir say? That's the definition. And so it must be people forget things after 60 years. Could we learn that from this? So the Gemara says, no. Volohi. Hasam hu delarami ale. No. If there's something that you're not focusing on, and you just happen to know, that's where we say here, you might forget it after 60 years. Aval hacha. But by edus, you're specifically witnessing. So you're focusing on it. So kiva the rami alei afilu tuvanami. So then by testimony, we assume, even more than 60 years, lav dafka, that you forget things after 60 years, and therefore, you might remember it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a gemar chesima tova, and Beth Hashem will pick up on motzoi. Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur. Remember the last Ramah in Hilchas Yom Kippur? Do something for the Sukkah. On Motzoi Yom Kippur, you remember the first Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah? Do something for the Sukkah right after Yom Kippur. Ramah repeats it one line after another. So even if we're not going to put it up, take it out of the garage, do something. Learn Hilchas Sukkah. Do something on Motzoi Yom Kippur. Okay, stop here.